I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Italy's Silvio Berlusconi has been called the Teflon Prime Minister. Scandals and controversies, one after the other, never seem to stick. Well, it's no secret that Mr. Berlusconi has a fondness for women, especially for younger women, but now he's accused of paying some of them to attend private parties at his residences. And a high-end prostitute is claiming to have proof that she spent the night at his house in Rome, something that the Prime Minister is denying. Columnist Sarah Vine has been writing about the Berlusconi scandal for The Times of London newspaper. Is the Teflon finally cracking around the Prime Minister of Italy?
I think it's going to have to. I mean, I think the Italians are pretty sort of indulgent of this kind of thing, but I think even they will be feeling now that it's all gone a bit too far.
Well, that's what we're hearing, in fact. The BBC captured some of the dismay among average Italians regarding the Prime Minister's preoccupation with sex. Let's hear what they had to say.
I think it's a question of public ethic morality, a question of public security, and a question of honesty.
I think for our country and for his dignity, he must resign.
What a shame. The things that are happening now here in Italy are a shame for us as Italians.
Sarah Vine, they're saying they're ashamed, and this is an issue of public morality. It wasn't that long ago that the Prime Minister, who's been elected three times now, was somebody who was considered endearing by Italians. What's changed?
Well, I mean, I think the thing is that Berlusconi has never been a completely straightforward character in Italy. The worst thing about this whole saga is that everybody now thinks Italy is a kind of joke country, run by a kind of joke Prime Minister who spends his whole time, you know, having parties and getting up singing songs. It's absurd. But in fact, most Italians are actually very serious people. It's a very serious country. They're very hardworking. You know, they're intelligent. They're very politically aware. It's incredibly cultural. I mean, it has a huge intellectual life. And so for the average Italian being represented abroad by such a buffoon, it's just awful. I mean, it's just heartbreaking. I mean, I grew up in Italy, so I speak fluent Italian, and I went to school in Italy, and my parents live there, so I do know what I'm talking about. It's just such a shame that such an amazing country has kind of wound up with this guy who is just inadequate. One could make many jokes about his inadequacies, but you know what I mean.
You have made many jokes about his inadequacies, in fact. Fess up.
Well, I mean, the guy's, what, 72, 73? I mean, you don't have to be priapic all your life. You know, it's perfectly possible to have other outside interests. But it seems, looking at Berlusconi, it's almost as though politics and being Prime Minister of Italy is, in fact, his outside interest, and that his main concern is looking kind of like he's some kind of amazing love god. And it's absurd.
But you also make the point, as others have, that this has been for many decades an accepted status for men.
Yes. I mean, Italy is a very matriarchal society. So it's one of those places where women sort of do most of the work. I think the only people in Europe who do less housework than Italian men are Latvian men. So there you go. And Italy does idolize the male. I mean, you know, boy children are treated differently to girl children. I mean, there is definitely a sense that the male in Italy is indulged. And I think the thing about Berlusconi, if you extrapolate that principle, you end up with someone like Berlusconi who is so badly behaved. No one has ever smacked him on the wrist and said, look, you can't do this kind of thing. This is not acceptable.
One of the points you make is to say that this has an economic premise as well, that Italy has lost its upper middle class since the 1960s, and that they would never have allowed someone like Berlusconi, as brash as he is, to get elected.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that they would have had the influence and the power to put a spoke in his wheels, put it that way. He wouldn't have had quite the free run that he has had. But the other thing that is worth pointing out is that he also appeals to the remnant of the far right in Italy, and that remnant is much larger than people tend to think it is.
Sarah Vine has written about the Berlusconi scandal for The Times of London. Thanks very much, Sarah.
It's a pleasure.